You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 12. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and thanks for listening in once again to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. In today's show, I'm going to answer the latest questions that have come in about social media marketing. And if you have a question, you can go to jackiealmer.com/question and leave me a voicemail, or you can post it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and I'll make sure it gets answered on an upcoming podcast. But first, before we get into that, let's get to our question of the week. And this week's question that I heard several times from people: how do I stay consistent and have discipline in my business? Well, it really starts with your why and how compelling your why is. So first question for you is it written down? And is it a why that makes you cry? There's a saying out there that your why should make you cry. See, mine was my children. I mean, it was plain and simply my children. While I struggled with procrastination, my children were in front of me daily. And since they were my why, it didn't take much to get me back on track. So your why has to be about more than money. You want to get into the groove of what your life will feel like, look like, and be like once you've achieved it. So without thinking too hard or overanalyzing it, ask yourself, why am I procrastinating? Write it down and take a look at it. Think about it. Spend a little time exploring what it is that's causing you to procrastinate. Is it fear? Maybe it's fear of what others think. Maybe it's just what you think that they think. Maybe you're fearful of success. What is it really? And which do you fear more, not seeing the job through or working through the discomfort? Here's the thing, all great things happen outside your comfort zone. And to be successful in anything, we most often have to break through and get outside of our comfort zone to really get what it is that we want. And I know that can be super hard in the beginning. I've been there. I have been there, wanted it so badly, but tried to figure out how I was going to move outside of my comfort zone. But the reality of it is, all great things happen outside of your comfort zone. So be willing to be bad in order to be good, and good to be great. Learn and master the skills. Don't be salesy or hypey. Use good success language, and you won't lose your friends if that's what you're fearful of. You can learn more about scripting language for success at www.streetsmartscripts.com. Now, let's get into today's topic. All right, so hopefully that helps you a little bit. You know, that procrastination thing and getting disciplined, I know it can be a challenge. I faced it in the beginning, and sometimes I face it still now. I think everybody does. We all have those times when we just, you know, don't want to do what needs to be done. But let's get into today's topic, which are social media questions. Now, these are some of the top questions that have come into me, and I wanted to address those. Now, one of them, this was a great one, and this is something that I encourage you to look for. My small town started a Facebook networking page. How much about my business should I share? Which actually brings up a great topic, because a lot of small towns and bigger towns too have Facebook pages that are geared toward networking. So you can just go into the search box on Facebook and you can type in the name of your town, your state, and maybe put networking or something like that. And then you're going to click on groups or pages and you're going to see what you can find specifically in the search that relates to that. Now, I like to consider all of these type of groups or pages like an online BNI group or Online Business Network International or your Chamber of Commerce. Look at it as a way that online you're coming in to meet people, to network with people, to provide good referrals for them. Because remember, I mean, you give to give, and by doing so, you definitely get back. What you give out, you get back tenfold. So always be interested in what you can do in these groups, how you can contribute as well. But you want to develop basically a solid commercial and maybe use a third-party approach. So what that might look like, you might put a post out there that basically says, you know, I'm looking for people who struggle with dry skin and are looking for great anti-aging, or I'm looking for people who want to lose the last 10 pounds before their high school reunion, or I'm looking for people who want to increase more customer referrals and retention through a customer referral program, or different things like that. Whatever it is for your product that you're working toward, develop a solid commercial just like you would for Business Network International or any leads or networking group that you would attend, and develop that into scripted language. And then you can kind of approach it from a who do you know who's looking for something like that. I recommend starting with your product first, because it's good to keep in mind that most of these people are there with a business of their own that they're promoting. And so starting with the business opportunity is not the best way to do it. You can add in a little biz opportunity promotion every fourth time or so. And again, you want to share something like, hey, there's two sides to my business. I'm looking for stay-home moms who may want to generate some extra income. I'm looking for anyone who's been downsized, someone who wants to develop a retirement program outside of their job situation, someone who's retired, or someone who's just tired of their career and wants to do something else. If you take a really subtle third-party approach, and you can put some information out there, and you never know what you'll attract. So you don't want to be hypey, talk about a big money to be made or anything like that. But I think that these type of Facebook groups and pages can be great for networking, getting referrals, and working within your business, within your local community, I should say, to generate business. Okay, next question. I'm not getting any traffic to my blog, and I'm wondering why not. Well, this is a great question, and one that most of us have when we first start out online and we first start blogging and developing that. So again, my first question back would be, well, what is it that you're doing currently to promote your blog? See, that's a big part of it. There's kind of a myth out there that if you build it, they will come, kind of from Field of Dreams. Well, it doesn't really work that way necessarily on the internet. You can build it, but until you figure out how to promote it and get people out there, you're not going to have the eyeballs to your blog that you're looking for. So remember that search engine traffic is great. And I think that's a myth that a lot of people have. They think if they build the website, the search engines are going to automatically pick it up and start delivering high-quality targeted traffic, and it really doesn't work that way. Now, you want to spend some time on good SEO or search engine optimization. I've covered that a little bit in previous podcasts, specifically episode 9, which gets into blogging and that type thing, and we talk a little bit about that. But I was never the SEO queen by any means, and Google changes things so frequently that, you know, for me, I learned, gosh, you know, how much time do I really want to put focus there? What I knew is, just like in the offline world, once I developed the content on my blog, I could get out there within communities that were my target audience, and I could promote it there. So you want to make sure that you're promoting your blog posts. You want to promote them on your Facebook business page, assuming that you have one. If you have one, each time when you create a new blog post, put it out there for people to see. Then you also want to promote it on your Facebook profile, if you have that. Now, I haven't covered this in a podcast yet. I do have my Facebook ebook. You can go to JackieElmer.com, and under my training resources, you'll find my Facebook for MLM Profits ebook there that does cover the very specifics on Facebook. So definitely check that out. But you can sort your friends into lists or groups. I don't want to use groups. Lists is probably the better word on Facebook. You can categorize people by lists on Facebook, and then you can do very specific posts that only go to that group. And in that Facebook ebook over at JackieElmer.com, it covers exactly how to do that. I can't get into that on today's podcast. But if you're out on your profile and you worry about over-promoting your business, you can specify that only certain posts that you put out there are seen only by specific people. So that's a good way to do it. And I recommend promoting those yourself. Don't use any type of third-party service to do it, especially on Facebook. Facebook tends to lower the visibility of your posts when you do that. So you want to put it on your Facebook page for everyone to see. You want to put it on your Facebook profile or your own timeline, your personal timeline, and you can either put it out for everyone to see or you can specify it just to go to certain lists of people. You certainly want to put it out on Twitter and use good hashtags. Again, we haven't gotten into all the specifics of social media marketing. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about, but just jot these terms down if you don't know. That's what I did in the beginning. I would jot down everything and then I would make a note to go Google it or learn about it later on. In the first day, you want to at least put it out there on Twitter. I recommend 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, because you're going to catch a different audience each time. And sometimes we have this fear that we only want to put things out there once. But the reality of it is not everybody sees the content that you put out there at the time that you put it out there. And some may never see it if you don't mix up the times that you're going to do that. And then on Twitter, you want to space it out, you know, 2 or more times during that next week, maybe two times a day during that next week to really begin to attract that traffic that you're looking for. And then you want to kind of put it out there ongoing. Now, LinkedIn, another one, you want to put your blog posts out there in the newsfeed as well as post it out to any groups that you've become a member of. And I highly recommend groups out on LinkedIn. Then some other ways to begin to promote your blog just in general is to be out there commenting on the blogs of other people. People in your same target market or something that's closely aligned, or even something that you have an interest in where you can create a post that links back to you and links back to your blog, because you never know who you're going to capture out there who's going to like what it is that you have to share. So certainly find those areas in your target market, but an example of places where you might do that are outside your target market, for instance, I love to cook, so I like to be out on cooking forums. I like to discuss wine, not that I'm any kind of wine aficionado, but I do enjoy tasting red wine and those type things, so I might be out on wine forums and things like that, and I can ask questions and respond and get engaged in the conversation, not ever sharing anything about my business specifically, but generating friendships, connections, and an overall interest in me as a person, and that can generate that. So you want to make sure that your blog quality is of value to people, that when they click back there, it's not just going to be an opportunity pitch. We've covered that before, again, in episode 9 of the podcast. We've definitely covered that. So you want to make sure that it's not a big pitch fest and that it truly provides value. And over time, you'll begin to get that traffic that you're looking for. You'll begin to get that back to your blog. But great question. Now, the next question is one that I love and that I hear quite frequently. And that is, well, I posted information about my products or my opportunity on my Facebook wall and no one bought anything. Now, the important thing to remember is that these are social sites. I don't know about you, but I don't go to Facebook, LinkedIn, or any social site to get pitched on a product line or an opportunity. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not open to being advertised to in a subtle way, marketed to, I like to say, more than anything. It doesn't mean that at all, but people don't want to land on there and immediately be pitched with different things like that. It's not an advertising forum. They are social sites. So let me ask you first, do you buy from, you know, every time someone posts something for sale out there or a product line? See, the whole goal behind social media and using these for business is to engage with people. You want to listen with what I call form, and we've heard it before, family, occupation, recreation, or money. That really is regarding your business opportunity. But then depending on what your product line is, look for people who are posting information out there. Get out in the newsfeed. Get off of your own wall or profile. Get out into the newsfeed. Get out into groups and pages and see what people are talking about. And then when you can find a need out there, you can potentially fill it. But you want to engage with people first. You don't want to even send a private message to someone or in some way contact them if they have no idea who you are. So just like anything, make sure that you've established some rapport with them first. You've established a conversation outside of the business or outside of the product line. And then when the time is right, you can friend request them or use a private message to say, hey, you know, I noticed you commenting about this. I have a specific product that I've been using and I actually fell in love with it so much that I decided to market it. It may be of interest to you. I don't know. If I sent you over a link, would you be interested in taking a look at it? Or you could say, you know, is there a good time that I could maybe call you and chat with you a little bit about it? Use the if I would you, you know, if I sent this to you, would you look at it? Because the last thing you want to do is blast it out there, give them the link before they've given you permission, especially if it's people that you don't know well, but really with anybody, because when someone gives you permission or concedes that yes, or concedes isn't the right word, but basically tells you yes, they're willing to take a look at it, now you have someone that you can follow up with. But if you just blast the link out to them first, you don't even know if you have an interested prospect or a potentially interested prospect. So you definitely lose all your power when you do that. So I don't recommend just posting things out there like that. Get to know people, engage in people, engage with people, find a need, and then figure out how to fill it, and then subtly approach people and see if that doesn't produce better for you. Okay, the next question. There are so many people online already. How do I stand apart from the crowd? How do I set myself apart? Well, that's another great question, and one that I think many of us struggle with sometimes. But here's the thing. If you really will take the time to define who your target audience is and figure out where it is that they hang out online, you're going to be light years ahead of most people. And if you really set about becoming interested in other people, engaging with other people, getting to know them, finding out what their life is like, what they're looking for, what they do for work, what they do for fun, do they have family, those type things. When you truly engage in people and create what I like to call new warm market, that's what you're doing online. Even if you haven't met people face to face, you can create a whole new warm market with strangers when you engage with them and get to know them and you take a sincere interest in them. So who's your target audience and where do they hang out? Find those things first. This is a mistake that a lot of people make, and using specifically Facebook and LinkedIn, you know, the real power in using these social media sites to be effective is in the groups and pages. It's not necessarily with your friends. It's not necessarily even out in the newsfeed. It's finding those groups and pages where your target audience hangs out. Now, I've mentioned my Facebook ebook. Again, it's at jackiealmer.com/FB for biz, FBFORBIZ. And it's in the show notes. You can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/SSW012. Or you can just go to the site and you'll find it under my training resources. But I have an ebook where I teach people exactly how I've used Facebook to sponsor hundreds of people into my business and get referrals as well. I've gotten a lot of referrals from people who weren't necessarily interested in my business themselves, but knew somebody who would. I've signed up customers, I've signed up distributors. So if you work it right and you engage with people and you become a person of interest and you become interested in them, you'll be amazed at what you can do. That's how you make yourself stand apart. You will make yourself stand apart when you become truly interested in other people and you're not there to sell them necessarily or pitch your deal. Because when you go out on social media, gosh, you know, you think about how many people are out there and that's all they're doing is pitching their opportunity, pitching what it is that they're doing. You can stand apart by being a problem solver. That's how we definitely make a difference out there. You know, that's really how we make a difference out there, is we become a problem solver, and that's going to make truly all the difference in the world. We have some other great questions to get to, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today's tip for this podcast. And that is to remember that it's a 2 to 5 year plan to be successful in network marketing. And honestly, it's probably a 2 to 5 year plan to really build a successful online presence. I don't care who you listen to, whether you're listening to other network marketers, whether you're listening to internet marketers, or anyone who's developed a web-based business, most of them, when you listen to their statistics, it was 2 to 5 years before they really hit, before they really developed the success that they were looking for. They were growing their blog, they were growing their list, they were growing those type things. And here's the thing, it's not going to be any different for you. It takes consistency and it's like watching the bamboo tree grow, if you've ever heard the bamboo tree story. You take a little seed, a little bamboo tree seed, you plant it, you water it, you fertilize it for a whole year, and nothing happens. And then the second year, you water it, you fertilize it, and still, it seems like nothing's happening. Same thing again the third year, water it, fertilize it, and man, still nothing's happening. And this becomes very discouraging, much like your business can be. But in the fifth year, you continue to water and fertilize, and then take note, because sometime during that fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree sprouts and it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. Your business and your online presence is often much like the growing process of the Chinese bamboo tree. It's often discouraging. We seemingly do things right and nothing happens. But for those who do things right and are not discouraged and stay persistent and consistent, things will happen. Finally, we begin to receive the rewards. You know, I'm now receiving the rewards of seeds that were planted even 19 years ago and certainly 5 years ago, and you are as well. If you aren't getting the results that you want, just stay steady, consistent, and be patient. Begin today to sow the seeds of what you want 5 years from now. And remember, if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll get the same results that you've always gotten in the past. Well, hopefully you'll remember that and you'll find that tip helpful. And I hope more than anything, you put that wherever you need to see it on a regular basis. It's a 2 to 5 year plan. Okay, back to some more of our social media marketing questions. What if I have multiple subjects and interests? Should I have more than one blog? Well, the first thing I want to caution you on is don't become a flea market. Now, I kind of laugh when I say this because when I first started online, I kind of was a flea market. I had no idea what I was doing. I was certainly promoting my network marketing opportunity. I'd found some affiliate programs that I thought I'd promote too. You know, I'd talk a little bit about raising kids and just all that kind of stuff. And my blog, it wasn't even called a blog then. It was just a website, but I wrote articles and posted them out there regularly. So it was essentially blogging. It just didn't have the same interactivity, but it really did become a flea market of sorts. And I think it was confusing to people because they just really didn't know where my focus was. Where did they want to read? Where did they want to start? So I want to caution you against becoming a flea market. The thing is, it's really hard enough to promote and build one blog effectively, starting with the content, developing the design and layout, getting it just like you want it, and then promoting it. You know, one of the biggest questions already that we've answered is, how do I get traffic to my blog? So it's hard enough to do this with one blog and be effective with it, let alone two or three or more. So you want to start with one primary theme. Determine what your most wanted response is. What do you most want to get out of your internet marketing experience, out of your online experience? Decide what that is and then start with that interest. Over time, as you develop the success you want, you can certainly develop other blogs and other topics of interest. You know, maybe some of them will just be for fun and your passion. Maybe some of them are side things you want to do. You know, there's a part of me, because I love to cook, I've always wanted to really start a cooking blog. I've been playing around with it for about 2 years, maybe even three, but I haven't ever done anything with it because I'm still very much involved in developing my primary business and getting it where I want it to be. So I know that there's always time in the future to do these other things. So you want to pick the one area first and focus there. Now, does that mean that you can't have rants and ramblings? Of course you can. I actually have a personal development area, self-development area on my own blog, and I occasionally, you know, do call it my rants and ramblings about other things. I do that very seldom, maybe two or three times a year at most. And I still make it to where it relates somewhat to what my core message is. It doesn't deviate too much. You want to make sure that they're somewhat relatable and then kind of go from there. So get that first idea and concept out there, get it glowing and growing and developing what you want, and then you can consider branching off and taking on something else. All right, so our next question, how often should I post on my Facebook business page? Well, really, if you're trying to grow that, it's kind of like growing your blog presence. You should be posting out there at least once daily. And I really recommend twice, maybe even three times. Mix it up a little bit, make sure it's relevant. You can ask questions and put different things out there that are engaging. Use quotes, use pictures. You know, we definitely know that pictures engage as much or more than anything out on social media. So you want to start by putting things out there that really engage other people. You want to make it a place of true value and service to others, to where you're not just promoting your own stuff, but you're promoting different things out there that are going to, you know, make a difference to your audience and get them engaged, give them a reason to come back. Now, I'm going to give you a little tip that I have found very helpful, because a lot of, you know, most of us know Facebook has gone to more of a paid program, especially for the business pages. So a lot of times, let's say you even have a following of, you know, 2,000 people on your fan page, but maybe only 150 people see something that you post out there. When you're out on that business page, it shows you how many people saw the post that's out there. And then, of course, it always, how conveniently, gives you the opportunity to promote that and run an ad and pay Facebook to put your message out there for more people. I don't have a lot of experience with running Facebook ads, I will tell you that. I kind of came into things as more of a wanting to teach people free marketing methods online, to teach them how to use social media correctly. Not that there's anything wrong with paying, but it hasn't been something that I've spent a whole lot of time with myself. So my little tip is, you go in and you post whatever it is that you want as your page, and then at the top you can actually change and go to your actual, go become yourself, your profile. Then you want to go back in and you want to comment as yourself on whatever you've put out there. Because when you do that, it puts it out into the news feed for other people to see that you've commented on that. You want to make sure that comment is of value. It's not just a like, or it's not just, you know, oh, good job, or something like that. You want to make it engaging and something of value as well, so that the people seeing it will think, oh, well, gosh, what is he or she commenting on? Let me hop over to that page and see. Then they find your business page and, you know, become interested possibly, and become a you know, that they become a fan or a follower, or they like the page, or whatever it's called today with what Facebook does. So that's just a little tip for you in using Facebook, your profile and your page interchangeably to be effective. Now, another question that comes up. My company doesn't allow me to use online methods. Well, here's the thing. Your company can certainly control, and especially as an independent contractor or an independent distributor or whatever, you know, a consultant, whatever, where you're not actually an employee of the company, they certainly have the ability to control what it is that you post and put out there that has their company information on it, their name, pictures, product names, company logos, different things like that. So they can control what you do there. But as long as you're generic, your company can't stop you from developing a blog that talks generically about your product line, generically about the benefits, generically about network marketing, party plan, direct sales, whatever it is that you're doing, generically about building a team, being a leader. And you can certainly have a lead capture form on there where you can capture leads, and then once they come in, call them and tell them about your opportunity. I did that way back in the beginning. In fact, most companies, the handful of companies I've worked with, most of them have had this policy. But honestly, I never wanted to use my company name. I always wanted to build my whole presence online as myself, as Jackie Almer, and get it out there. Because, you know, my very first company in network marketing filed bankruptcy and went away in 2004. So I've experienced that. Doesn't happen with many companies, and there was a technology reason why it happened here. But the bottom line is, had I been out there promoting and building strictly under that company name, I would have had a lot of things to do to make the switch. When you're building and branding yourself as you and putting the value as you out there first and foremost, you're not going to run into that situation. You're not going to have to worry about that. So don't worry about your company policy. Just be generic. You can talk about a product line very generically and some of the benefits of it without actually naming it, using pictures, logos, slogans, or anything like that. So don't let anything along those lines stop you. Again, your company can control what you have the right to do using their copyrighted information, but not as you as yourself creating your own brand out online. Mm-hmm. that's what we have today on specific questions on social media marketing. If you have any questions for me that you'd like to see answered, you can certainly go over to jackiealmer.com/question. You can leave me a voicemail. You can post it on my Facebook page. And I would love to get your questions answered. So now let's talk about my book recommendation for this week. You know, I highly recommend reading Seth Godin's book, Tribes. A tribe is any group of people, large or small, who are connected to one another. They're connected to a leader. They're connected to an idea. The internet has eliminated the barriers of geography, cost, and time to develop these tribes. And all the blogs and social networking sites really help existing tribes get bigger. And who is going to lead these people? Well, human beings can't help it. We need to belong. And one of the most powerful of our survival mechanisms is to be part of a tribe, to contribute to that tribe, and to take and learn from that tribe as well. These are like-minded people. The internet gives us the ability to find our tribe and attract them to us. Those people who are done with the status quo, as I like to call it, those who are sick of mediocrity and those who are wanting to do something about it, strike out and own their own business and develop their own tribe. Seth Godin's book is amazing. It really spoke to me from a network marketing perspective. Although it's not a book on network marketing, you can find it over at jackiealmer.com/my tribe. It's rather about how to find your tribe, lead your tribe, and use things like social media. So it's perfect for today's podcast because it really does hit on that. The theme is really about unconventional leadership, taking a cause or an idea, gathering support, and moving forward with a group of like-minded individuals as you add to that all along the way. And that really is what network marketing is when you think about it. So head on over to jackiealmer.com/my tribe. And if you've read the book, you know, definitely leave me a comment over on the show notes here, jackiealmer.com/SSW012. It's our 12th podcast. I would love to engage with you and learn more about what you found great about the book. Well, I hope I was able to get some of your most pressing questions answered about social media marketing. If you want some more detailed information on putting this to work for you, social media marketing, the tools of the internet, or any of that, you want to head over and get my ebook, MLM, The Internet, and You, which details exactly how I got started, how I got things set up, how I did the lead capture, the free giveaway, and everything about social media, what I did to get started back in October of 1999, and honestly, it hasn't changed that much with what I still do today. So go to MLMinternetandyou.com, and you can access that resource. Now again, the show notes, jackiealmer.com/SSW012, and I'll be referencing all the information that was shared here. And I wanted to make a quick announcement and share with you a project that I've been involved in for the last 2.5 years, and that is Real Savvy Success. You can go over to realsavvysuccess.com and learn about us. We are a group of like-minded network marketing women, all who've built six-figure incomes in our businesses, and we came together to develop a community and an annual event where we're empowering and uplifting primarily women, although we have plenty of men who attend our event as well. So head on over to our blog, check out our event. The event is coming up in September of this year, so it's a lot of advance notice, September 19th, 20th, and 21st in Salt Lake City, Utah. But it promises to be a great event. We have many 6- and 7-figure income earner speakers on the platform and would love to definitely see you over there. I also have a teleseminar coming up, so stay tuned for that. It's the 30-day success launch, and I'll be sharing more information about that here in upcoming weeks. And if you have found this information helpful at all, I would love it if you would head over to iTunes or Stitcher, Beyond Pod, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Pod, wherever you listen to this, and give me a rating. But certainly on iTunes, if you can give me a review and perhaps a 5-star rating, that keeps the podcast out there and up there for other people to engage in and listen to. So I've appreciated spending some time here with you today, and I will see you on next week's podcast. Thanks for listening. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.